I'm interviewing
Merle Shearer.
And Merle, you've been in this borough since you were quite young.
1940.
What's your feelings of Brentwood?
Well, Brentwood has changed quite a bit since I was a kid. Just the difference in the type of people that live here, very friendly like you always were.
What would you say are the biggest attributes of our borough?
I guess a vital part of the borough is the services we get here. And I think we get really good service from the police. As far as the fire department and the EMS and everything like that, you can't beat that.
Yeah, they're right on the spot.
Wonderful group.
That's an advantage of being a small community.
Oh, yeah.
You can get there quick.
One of the things you asked me about, what do I notice different about the neighborhood, is there's hardly any children anymore. Back when I was growing up, there were 2-3 kids in almost every house. And now we only have 2-3 kids on the whole street.
Well, we're doing what we can to get people to come back into the borough, or for young families to grow up here instead of moving further south. What are some of the things you might want to tell them? If it's a young couple, you're talking to them and they're thinking about buying a home, what advantages do they have to buy in Brentwood?
One thing I didn't mention before, when you asked me what's good about the borough, is I think the school system is still pretty good. I went to high school here. My kids went to high school here. Both of my kids are successful. They're both professional people. My daughter-in-law went to Brentwood High School. She's a successful person. I know other people in the borough. Children have gone to MIT and Carnegie Mellon. So I think a lot of it has to do with what the children put into coming out of school.
You only get what you put in.
Yes. And I was always very fortunate, I think, to have excellent teachers. I graduated from Brentwood in 1956, and some of the teachers are still talked about all the time by my classmates and stuff. We sit around and reminisce about the old teachers. There's a great group of teachers up there.
What about the book?
I love the book.
We're talking about the history book of Brentwood.
Thank goodness for Audrey. Mrs. Icone really put her heart and soul into it, and she did a wonderful job.
Is there anything else that you would like to add?
No, I'm just very happy to be here.
There's a lot of good people, a lot of dedicated people here, and it reflects so in the borough itself. Thank you so much for your comments.
I appreciate it. Okay. Thank you.